question of if you can explain how either of the women's programs were ever on the chopping block given the Title IX implications to the university if you cut them.
Well, there was a broad-based criteria of which finance was an important component when we looked at the five sports. We spent a fair amount of time talking about that at the time. The fact of the matter is that it is additional fundraising, substantial seven-digit additional fundraising from our community that has allowed us to restore the women's sport and not have it be an additional drain on our finances. So, we looked at those sports through a lens that had a variety of components, and when we originally decided to cut them, we knew that there would be some Title IX roster management and scholarship management that would be required. We took that in consideration, but they also generated non-trivial savings.
Well, given the costs that were involved and that you had to come up with additional funding for them, I'm still unclear how you thought it could possibly work if you cut either of them, because then you were going to no longer be in compliance with those first two tiers, and you were going to have to make massive cuts elsewhere to make that work. Yesterday, the university said there would be an explanation for why those two were on the chopping block in the first place, and I'm still not clear how you were going to make that work.
Sure. I'll let Sandy handle some of that, but let me just say, because I'd like to clarify some of what's been looked at. Our Title IX is complicated. I think many people know that. But we were very clear about what the in our own evaluation, we understood that we and had a plan in order to be in compliance with Title IX. So there was never a question on our mind whether we were going to be in compliance with Title IX, either in the 24-sport model or in the 27-sport model.
Well, can somebody explain what that plan was? Hold on. Just one request, please. There are at least two people where there's a lot of background noise. So if you're not talking, could you please cover your receiver? We can hear newsrooms in the background. Just out of consideration for your colleagues.
Thank you.
Jeff, this was always about our ability to fund the program. And this was about getting our expenses down to a point where we could we had a financial model that fit with what the university was providing us in terms of institutional support. And although we knew exactly what the difficulties were and the challenges that would be required in order to move to prong one, which most universities in the country, or a lot of universities in the country, comply with, we knew what those transition difficulties would be, but it was without the funding we now see today through philanthropy, it was necessary to do that to get our department into a financial model that worked with our fiscal reality.
So Sandy, if I can follow up just one more time. If you had not gotten the funding that the community generated, are you telling me that you would have possibly had to cut 80 more men's spots and add something in the neighborhood of 50 more women's spots to meet that criteria?
We would have had to work to through roster management, which would have been through some adding of women's opportunities to the existing sports and roster managing down to the existing men's sports to meet the proportion of men and women that exist on our campus. That's absolutely correct.